And we had a machlokes in two lashonos between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. The machlokes in Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan was as follows. According to the first lashon, Rav Huna held that the Birche Shechiyanu is only said if one acquires a new keli that he doesn't have. But if he has a similar keli already, even though the first keli he did not purchase, he yashin the first keli, and this is his first opportunity to purchase such a keli, afal pi keni does not make a shechiyonu. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that in yorash ve'achar kach kone, he does make a shechiyonu, because even though the possession of the keli is not new by him, but the opportunity to purchase such a keli is new by him, so therefore he makes a shechiyonu. That was the first lashon. But according to both of them, if he had already purchased a similar keli and then purchases another one, his zicha does not make a shechiyonu. And the second lashon holds that yorash v'kone, everyone holds that he does make a shechiyonu. Kone v'chozav v'kone, that is a machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna holds that he does not make a shechiyonu, and Rav Yochanan holds he does make a shechiyonu. So now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha. We learned from a Mishnah or a Baraisa, bona bayis chodesh, ve'ein loy kiyotze boy. He doesn't have a similar house. Kone kelim chadoshim ve'ein loy kiyotze ben. Tzorich levoy. So he has to make a bruch. He doesn't have a similar house or a similar keli to that what he purchased. So that's zicher a shechiyonu. Yesh loy kiyotze behem. What if it possesses already a similar keli? Ein tzorich levoy. Divrei Rav Meir. So Rav Meir holds, if it's yesh loy, he does not make a bruch. Rav Yehuda Oimar, bein kach u bein kach, say ein loy, in say yesh loy, tzorich levorich. He does make a bruch, even though he possesses such a keli from before, he still makes a bruch. So the Gemara says as follows, bish loy melelish nekame, according to the first lashon, that Rav Huna holds by Yeshloi, you do not make a Shechiyonu. And Rabbi Yochanan holds by Yeshloi, you do make a Shechiyonu. So that's the Machlokes. Rav Huna ke Rav Meir. Rabbi Yochanan ke Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's good, it's a Machlokes Tanoi. Elo lelishne basre, but according to the second Lashon, Bishloi me Rav Huna ke Rabbi Yehuda. According to the second Lashon, so Rabbi Yehuda holds by Yeshlo, you make a Shechiyonu. So Rav Huna holds like Rabbi Yehuda. El Rabbi Yochanan the Yoma Kiman, but Rabbi Yochanan that says by Kona v'chozo v'kona, you also make a Shechiyonu. Loike Rab Meir v'loike Rab Yehuda. So it's, he's like no one. Omer l'cho Rabbi Yochanan. So he says no, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Hu adin del Rabbi Yehuda kone v'chozar v'kone nami tzorich levorich. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that says you make a shechiyonu, the halach applies afilu by kone v'chozar v'kone. Ay, v'hode kamifligi b'yesh loy v'kone. So if that is the case, so why did Rabbi Yehuda say his halach edavke by yesh loy v'kone, if Rabbi Yehuda also afilu by kone v'chozar v'kone? You also make a shechiyonu. Because the Tana wanted to tell you the koyach of Rav Meir. Tafilu kone v'yeshloi ein tzorich levorich. Rav Meir holds. That means there are two chidushim. In Rav Meir there's a chidush that kone v'yeshloi ein tzorich levorich. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a chiddush that kone v'kone tzorich levorich. So the Tana chapped on the tzir of kone v'yeshloi to tell me the koichai de Rav Meir. Afilu kone v'yeshloi in tzorich levorich. V'chol shken kone v'chozar v'kone dein tzorich levorich. So he wanted to tell us the chiddush of Rav Meir. And the chiddush of Rav Meir is mostly heard by Kone v'yashloi. Fakel, that's a big, afilu Kone v'yashloi, einem eborech. Frag die Gemara, wie lief ligu bekona, wie chosa bekona, da in zorich leboich oi diache koichoi der Rabbi Yude. That is true. That is true that the koichoi der Rabbi Meir we hear by kone v'yeshloi. But koichoi der Rabbi Yehuda would be a greater chiddish by kone v'kone. So why did he pick on the chiddish of Rabbi Meir and not the chiddish of Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara answers, koyach de teira odiflay. It is better to hop on the koyach de teira. So now this Gemara needs a lot of explanation. First of all, what is the longest all the time koyach de teira odiflay? So the Goyin explains, koyach de teira odiflay is as follows. If a person does not know the halacha, he could be machmer. So memela, if a person is machmer, doesn't show that he holds it is also. By being ignorant, one could also be machmer. So therefore, from a chumre, you don't see a koyach. You see a frumkeit maybe, but you don't see a koyach. There's a meira de kevot, the Gemara says in Seif Baba Basra, kol mi sheroitza lahachkim yasek bedinim momenis. Yishiboisek in dinim momenis. Why does dinim momenis bring out chochma? Because in dinim momenis you can't be a machmer. Because whatever you're going to do, you're going to step on someone's toes. Either the Teveya or the Nitva, you can't be a Machmer. So there you need Chochmer. But in Issa v'Heter, if you don't know, you're Machmer. Koyech de Heteira means, but if I'm Matil, so that means that's a greater Chiddush. Here the greater Chiddush is that I know. So that's very good by Yisurim. But here, L'chayre, the problem is Fakel. Here, what is the Halacha if I don't know if there's a Chiyav Broch, if there's not a Chiyav Broch? So if I can't, so the klal is me sofik, you don't make a bracha. Sofik bracha is lahokul, you don't make a bracha. To say you make a bracha, so if I can't, there's a shayla to make a bracha, there's a shayla of leisisa, of a bracha shayna tzricha, machlekes harishayim, a bracha shayna tzricha, and it's a derais, and it's a derabonon, machlekes derambam and taisvis. Derambam also a derais, and taisvis also a derabonon. Aber al kolponim so verkehrt hier Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says one should make a broche. This is verkehrt. This is the koyach de teire. The koyach de teire is that you can make a broche. There's no shayla of loisiso. Misafik, you wouldn't be permitted to make a broche. That's the tremendous problem on this gemara. So the achroinim, the tzlach, the shleima mishnosoi. Say as follows, that Be'emetzin, we mentioned yesterday, there's a Bach in Seif Simen Choftes. The Bach in Seif Simen Choftes in Eir Chaim says as follows, that by the Birche Shechiyonu, there is no Isser of a Brocha Levatola. The Birche Shechiyonu is said, Al Simchas Halei. The Gemara says, Akara Chadeto, it's a Rishus to make a Shechiyonu. So on a Birche Shechiyonu, you don't need the Chiyuv, Broche, to make an Ois Broche Levatola. A person is happy with the situation and he makes a Broche, so there's no Yisrael. So it's not Mechuyiv to make a Broche. So we understand that the Birche Shechiyonu, there's no Shaila of a Broche Levatola. Now let us look at the Lashon of Rab Meir. Rab Meir said, Im yesh like yoytze bem einoi tzorich levor. He doesn't have to make a broche. Now what does that mean? That means that he didn't say he's not allowed to make a broche. If he wants to make a broche, gesunte heit, there's no problem. You may make a broche. Why not? If you're happy with it, you can make a broche. But Rav Meir said we should be mechayiv you a broche. Einoi tzorich levor. You're not mechayiv to make the broche. Rabbi Yehuda said, Tzorich Levor, you have to make the broche. So now let's go to Rab Meir. If according to Rab Meir, Einei Tzorich Levor, it means he does not have to make the broche, but if he wants, he can make the broche. So Mamela, we see from him, Ashayla v'brocha levatola, there's no problem over here. By Shechiyonu, there's never Ashayla v'brocha levatola. So why, Misafik, shouldn't he make the broche? Let's be frum. Say, listen, a broche levatola, there's not. So make the broche. So pshat is because Rab Meir knew that ain't a tzorich levoch. There was no tzorich by Rab Meir. Rab Meir said there's no chiyuv at all to make a broch. I know. Rab Yehuda that says tzorich levoch does not mean that Rab Yehuda knew you have to make a broch. If he was mistovik, he'd also tell you to make a broch. Mistovik, why shouldn't you make a broch? If there's no iser of a broch levoch tole, so fakert mistovik, why shouldn't you make a broch? What do you have to lose? So therefore, in this case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Rabbi Yehuda is not the koyach de hetere. The koyach de hetere is Rabbi Meir came out with a koyach de hetere. Rabbi Meir said, "You do not have to make a brocha. There's no sofik about it. You don't have to make a brocha." So therefore, the Gemara chapton the tzir from Yeshloi v'kone leidiacha koychei the Rabbi Meir. Let us see Rashi. Ben kach u ben kach, ben sheyesh loy, ben sheein loy, hoyer bo loy kone, rishoynim ba'achshav kone, tzorich levoich, that's the memory of Rabbi Yehuda. Loy ke Rab Meir, vo loy ke Rabbi Yehuda. According to the second Loshen, so Rabbi Yochanan does not stim, neither with Rab Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. I feel like Rabbi Yehuda loy polig, alo b'yesh loy b'kone. Avo b'kone, v'chozo b'kone loy. Look to Gemara weiter, Mevorech al horo me'ein ha'toive, or toive me'ein horo. Heichi domi, what does that mean? Kegoin, harog, ke'ein ha'toive means as far, me'ein ha'toive. Heichi domi, kegoin de shokol bitko ba'are. That there was a flood in his karke. Avol gav, so what happened, what did the flood bring about? The flood brought about that all his crops are ruined. Is av al gav the tovah lididei? In the future, there is a toive, the maska are shirtei ushvoche. It could be that silt came onto the field and that will help fertilize the field for next year's crop. So it could be a toive. Abahashte mi aroi, but now it is ro. Now he lost his crop. So therefore, the broche is said on the present matziv, and not on the, what the future might bring. V'ala toive, and what is the case, ala toive, eichi domi, kegoin da ashkech metziyah. He found a metziyah. So that was a dova toive, he found a metziyah. Aval gav de roi lididei. There's a potential ro, the ishama bo malko, shokilo minei, if the melech will hear that he found a metziyah, so the law was, you have to give the metziyah to the melech. And if it wasn't given right away, so the melech might assume that the metziah was worth much more, so take much more money. So he might lose very much money from this metziah. Now it is a toive, now he found money, and now he found a metziah, so therefore he makes a broche ala toive. So Trashi, Damaskar Shirtoin, Machmas Amayim, Babalele Zevel. This will be good for fertilizer. Hashtem Yerohi, Shemechabelas Tvue Shoshonazu. This year's Tvue became destroyed. The Meborech, Boruch Dayin Hemes. Palatoiv Shehime Einaro, Yevorech Hatoiv Ameitet. Mahi, Kegoin Da Ashkech Metziah. He found a Metziah. Yeah. So this is the two Tziyurim. They bring from the Arizal that the Arizal said, Pshat and Posik, Al Zois Yispalo Kol Chosid Leis Mitzoy, Ak Leshet of Mayim Rabim, Eilov Lo Yegir. So the Arizal said, in this Posik is Merum is these two Alochas. Leis Mitzoy Dav Me Mispalo Zayin. Because a Mitzoy is a good thing. What will happen later, don't worry about that. Rak l'shet of mayim rabim, but for a bitke de maya, eilav lo yagiyu. Eilav lo yagiyu. Because you look ba'asher usham, and ba'asher usham, a shet of mayim rabim is not a dovo toiv. Oysa ishti meberes, v'oma yirotzain sheteled ishti zocha, harezu tvile shov. This is a tvile shov. It's a tvile to be mishana de teva. Such tvilas do not work, so therefore it's a tvila shot. Blay mahani rachmi. It doesn't help rachmi. Doesn't have to be ma'ira tvila. The Rebbein Shlom is not mishana the teva. Mosiv Rabbi Yosef. The pasuk says, "Va'achar yolda bas." Va'achar yolda bas. Afterwards, she gave birth to a bas. Va'tikra eshmo dino. My va'achar. What is the pasuk telling us afterwards? What is the afterwards over here? The afterwards doesn't come in. And the pasuk Bechlal doesn't give the reason why she, by all the names it says reasons here, it doesn't say any reason. Amar Rav, la'achel, shedono, le'ya din ba'atzmo. Le'ya made a din. Va'omro, and she made a cheshbin. Yud bei shvotim asidim lotzeis me'yakev. Yaakov is supposed to have 12 shvotim. Shisha yotzu mimeni. So I was eichet to 6 sons. Ba'abo min ha'shvoche yisarei asorem. And Rachel had one. Im ze zochel, so now if the Yuba that I have is a zochel, so come out, I'll have 7 sons, and Rachel will have an akevim. She won't have a zochel, because she's only able to have 12 sons. Like, te achaisi, Rachel, ka achas ha-shvochais. She was mispalo, that if this is a zochel, it should become an akevim. Miyad nepcho lebas. So the Uber was Nehepach Labas. Shenema Vatikro Eshmo Dino. That's the reason. V'acher, now it's very good. Both kashas are friend for the Goyin says. The V'acher is after she made this cheshbon and she gave this tefillah, that Rochel shouldn't be worse than any of the shvoches. And that was the cheshbon, that was Don Dino, Vatikro Eshmo Dino. So therefore the name Eishes Dina came about because of the din that Leia was Moira Machadish. So the Gemara answers, Ein Maskirim Maise Nisim. Bekennet Zustalen Maise Nisim. Eishes, the Mois, they had gewaldike Koiches, they were able to be Tzadik Goizav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, people like us, we can't be mispalo for nisim. So that if we can't be mispalo for nisim, so it's a tefillah shov. They bring the Bukhair Shoyer asks Akasha on the Ramon Simen Kuf Pei Zayin. The Ramon Simen Kuf Pei Zayin says as follows, that what is the din if a person forgot to say ala nisim and bichas hamosin? So the Ramos, at the end of Vichas Hamozen, he says, Harachmanu yasalonu nisim niflois, kemoisha sisla viseni, bemeim manze, bemeim moltche, bemeim atasyo. And he says, Harachmanu yasalonu nisim vniflois. Fregt, Bechor Sher, the Gemara says, I'm askirim maise nisim. You're not mispalo for nisim. I mean, if one can be mispalo, who yasalonu nisim niflois, kemoisha sisla viseni? How can one be mispalo? So the Bechor Sher says 2 terutzim. One teretz, he says, here we're being mispalo yaselonu nisim. If you're being mispalo for Klal Yisrael is another ball game. To be mispalo for yourselves, that the ibur that should be azochel, this is fazich. Fazich you have to be for the imois. That was Leia had places for that. But to be mispalo for Klal Yisrael, the whole existence of Klal Yisrael is through Nisim. The male of a Klal Yisrael can mispalo zayin af Nisim Eichet. That's Teretz number 1. Teretz number 2, he says that the Nes Chanukah is in Yisod HaNes Nisto. The Ramban is Mevayer in a few places in Chumash. There are Nisim Nistorim and there's Nisim Niglim. Nisim Niglim is pshat that once he's clear that this is the Yad Hashem, that's a nice goli. See, klor, it doesn't have any mahalach al pi derech hateva. Nisim nistorim means that the reason this occurred because there was a hashgoche protis that this should happen. Rabim biyad miyatim. It could happen. It happened like by other umis also. Rabim biyad miyatim. It's understood. There was no nes nigla. In all Einyonim, the Ramban says, Refuis and Machlis, everything is an Es Nisto. Everything is, there's no real cause and effect. The cause and effect is, the Chet brings the Machle, and the Tshuva brings the Refuis, or the Tvila brings the Refuis. There's no natural explanation for all the Hanhogis that occur on this world.
So memela anes nista, if anes nista, we can be mispalo. So, rachmanu yasalonu nisim nivlois, kemaisha sisal abiseinu. Which one you saw, nisim nistore.
The Shuas Yaakov says another teretz. The Shuas Yaakov says that the nisim of Chanukah and Purim brought about a gewaldike kvoit shemaim, a gewaldike kiddush Hashem. So here the tefillah is kvoit shemaim. If the tefillah is kvoit shemaim, a kiddush Hashem, then one could be mispalo. By laying a tefillah of a zocher, that's a kiddush Hashem, a lay of a zocher. First of all, no one knows that the Uba was an akeim and will become a zocher. There's no kiddush shemaim over here. So stam is it. He wants to have a zocher. Or layer a chesbon, she wanted to have an akeva. This, since no one was aware of the mouse of the Uber, so memele, so therefore, there's no kiddush shem shamayim in this tefillah, in the kiyum of the tefillah. So therefore, ein maskirim maisanis. Vi boys aime, and if you want, I'll tell you another teretz. Maisa de Leia b'saycha boim yoim have. That the Maisa of Leia was also not an S. The Maisa of Leia before was the first aboim yoim, that the Uber is only Maya Baume, there's no Tzura yet. So an aboim yoim take one can be mispal. Kidisanya. And then there's take a mokim of Tfilah. Shloi sheyomim arishoinim, yevakish odem rachmim, shloi yasriach. That there should be kleitas azera. Mishloi shava adar boi, yivakish rachmim sheyei zocha. Fakert, it wasn't nizbar yet what it's going to be. Me aboim yoim vat shloi shechadoshim, yivakish rachmim shelo yehei sandal. That nothing should happen with the Uber, it shouldn't be a new Ibur. Mishloi shechadoshim vat shisho, yivakish rachmim shelo yehei nefel. That the lady should be bisholem. So the Gemara asks, how does Rachmim help in the aboim yomim arishonim? There's a seder. Ish mazriya tchilem. And the Gemal comes to the Ishe, is your ledes nekev? Achar, If the Hazrosa Isha is after the Ish, I'll be an Akeva. Isha Mazras Tchile, Yelede Zocho. Shenema Isha Kisazriya V'yolda Zocho. Ocheba Mayas, some Melos of Ipas Bechlal Tfile. So the Gemara says, Kigoin Shezriyu Shneim Bebasachas. So Piderech Ateva, there is no Hachro, which should be Mizgaber on which. So in such a matzev, tefillah can help. Zogt Rashi. Zogt Rashi, shelo yasriach hazera, ele yikloit, vi yivlat, la'ache shloisha yomim, im loy kolat, kvach yisriach, ve'ein tefillah mayelas, and tefillah won't help anymore. Shelo yisandu, shelo yitisaber ishtei vlad acher, and the Ibur will bring about via poiches tzurosoi shel rishon. Will be mafres the tzur of the first Ibur. V'doyme ledag shel yom sheshmoi sandu. Hachmini mesachas nida. Sandu, doyme le sandu shel yom. A Ibur, that's a sandu, is similar as a tzur like the sandu shel yom. Mitchilosoi vladoi. He was a vlad. El shenirzaf, it seems it was squashed, the tzura was squashed. Moshalodom shesoter aschaber ve'erzur tzurosei lachayr. Umi mahani tvilu lezocher afilu besoicha boim yoim, the tvilu help layadov otoli bazro tchile. Ochigasinem, mashkachas lo de mahani kigoin sheizriyu shneyem bebasachas. Look to Gemara weiter. Tonu rabonon, Maise behilu lazokin shoye bo baderech v'shama keil tzvocho b'ir. And he heard a geshrei coming from the city. Omar muftach ani she'ein ze b'soich beisi. That this tzvocho is not coming from my house v'olo b'kosov oimer
Mishmura ro lo yiro nochen liboi batuach b'ashem. The posik of Mishmura ro lo yiro nochen liboi batuach b'ashem. However, you're darshan this posik can be darshaned in two eifanim. Mireisha le seife midrash, miseife le reisha midrash. You can darshan it both ways. Mireisha le seife midrash, you can darshan it mishmuro le yiro, matam, nochin libay batuach b'ashem. Miseife le reisha midrash, nochin libay batuach b'ashem, mishmuro le yiro. This Gemara needs a lot of explanation, but let us first see Rashi, and then we'll try a little to elaborate on the Gemara. Kolecha dedolshus leilahai kro medrish lechode mashmoy. So Rashi learns pshata, however you turn the posik, it spells out the same mashmoys. Miseifa lereishem midrish, mishenochen libe batuach b'ashem, mishmuaro lo yiro. Let's start in the Maisa of Hillel. The Goyim brings down that others said pshat in the Gemara, and Grad Chsan Sofer says this pshat in the Gemara, the beginning of Hillel, before we go to the Psukim, they say, Amoyra dike pshat. And why do they say this pshat? Because they have a gewaldike kashet that you can't say fakert. Pashat, when we look at the Gemara, there was an umglick in the shtot. And Hillel is coming close to the shtot, and he hears mevein to mishchait. And Hillel says, "Muftach anish ein ze b'seich beisi." It's not by me. It's not. So the Welt hat gefragt. The Goyim brings down that the Welt gefragt akashe. There never occurred umglicken by a tzaddik. I mean, let us look in history. I mean, leider, how many umglicken happened by tzaddikim? That's akashe. So others said amoyr dekepshat in the Gemara. Let us be medayik the lashon of Shmuel of Hillel. He heard that they were screaming, they were crying. So he said, "Muftach ani she'ein ze b'soich beisi." If they're crying, it's not in my house. And the umglik could happen. But if they're crying, I was mechanech my house to realize that kol ma'adavid rachmona letavov it veine vetmenish veine. Maybe pisnas the chotzen Hashem. This is letoiv. So if he heard a tzvoche b'soich here, not he heard there was an umglik b'soich here. He heard meveint, mekendach nitzoivul zayn. B'soich b'isi betas nitzayn. Ich hab zer shein megadol given the shtub that we have a different ashkofe. Kom ad ovid rachmona letav ovid. There's no tzvoche. Beautiful pshat. The Goyim brings down also this pshat. But he says, the Gemara doesn't stem. The Gemara brings V'olav akosa v'oimer mishmua ro lo yira nochen libay batuach b'ashem, and then however you darshan the posik mishmua, this is not, the posik does not say this shtik teire, this is a chinuch of Hillel. Hillel's mechanech beisoy kol ma'adavid achmona letav of it, but this posik mishmua ro lo yira nochen libay batuach b'ashem means something else, that a person can be batuach. Nothing to worry about. Doesn't have to. That's pashtei the Gemara. That's the Goyim's kasha. A different shot in the Gemara. Da'havi batuach b'Hashem shloi tovei loi tzore b'seich beisei. No, it's a different shot. He was talking about batuach. We'll say poshib shat in the Gemara. He was batuach shloi tovei loi tzore b'seich beisei. And if he's batuach, he don't want to be any tzore. Uma shemotzinu kamo tzadikim shehoyo lehem tzores. Let's face facts. There were so many tzadikim that had tzores. Yesh loima b'hakel lefi oimitz haleiv b'bitchoinoi al Hashem. It matters what kind of a bal b'tochen he is. Nochein liboy batuach b'ashem is mishmur ro lo yiro. If a person is liboy batuach b'ashem, But the shaila is, there's a cardiogram over here that's testing the lave. He's a bal betochen. But that's not nochen libay batuach b'shem. If it's nochen libay batuach b'shem, mishmua rola yira. We see peronius by tzadikim, balsat gefelt in the betochen. Look, the goyin, and he brings a gemara in chulin. The gemara says, shayni rabchanine de nofesh schusay. He brings a gemara in chulin. I'd like to elaborate a little on the gemara in chulin that the goyin brings. Rab Chaim Volozhiner Nefesh Achayim also brings down this Gemara, and Rab Chaim Volozhiner had gelernt the Gemara by sein Rebbe had gelernt, the Goyne gelernt shat the Gemara. Rab Chaim Volozhiner is in Nefesh Achayim, Shar Gimel, Perik Yud Beis. And then I'd just like to read over a little what Rab Chaim Volozhiner says. The Gemara brings a Maise that there was a woman, Bahavis ko mahadra le mishkol afra mitoisei kare de Rab Chanine. Rab Chanine was walking, and there was a woman that wanted to pick up some of the offal underneath of the feet of Rab Chanine, and by doing this, she wanted to make shofen. Omalo, but she didn't want that he should see what he's doing. I mean, she'll find out what she's doing. Toidachnish. Amalo, shkulelo, you can take it, you don't have to hide. Loi mistaya milsech, it won't help. Ein oid mulvado, iksiv. Ein oid mulvado. I'm not scared. Uporich, frekte gemore, vama rabbi yoichinen, lo mon nikro shmon kshofim. Shema krishin pamal yeshel mailo. Kshofim is not, it's not the hocus pocus. Kshofim is makrishin pamal yeshel mailo. We'll see in a minute what this means. So the Gemara says, this is the Gemara that the Goyin brings, shayni Rab Chanine de nofish schusay. Rab Chanine had a lot of schusim, so he wasn't afraid of kshofim. So it's Rab Chaim Veloshne. Vadai shloi hoyo marzik atzmoi Rab Chanine de nofish schusay kol kach miteiroso yomaisa vatoiv mamarubim. We should not learn the Gemara that he's a tzaddik, the toiren, the maisim toivim, ad shebavuramo yosomuch liboi shloi yishlet boi pulos akshofim. That's not pshat, the Gemara. Now first he says pshat in kshofim. And pshat in kshofim is like this. Be'emes, and this stems with the goyin we said a few days ago also. Be'emes, ein b'koichos ha-merkovet meye shum koyach me'atzmom chalila. The koyach of kshofim, which has gevaldike koiches, does not originate from them. Ela shehu yisborach, the Rabbeinu Shloilom, kova koicham lemailo mikoichos tivei hakoichovim umazolis. The Rabbeinu Shloilom made that the koich of kshofim should be over and should be able to be magbir over the koich of koichovim umazolis, kidei shal yedei ze yebichoiles that the kshofim are able to misgabe over the koyach ateva, avgam leshanoi sidrei tivei hamazolis. That through kishif one can be mishane the seder hamazolis. We had mentioned a few days ago from the goyim that the whole world is governed and ruled by the koyachovim hamazolis, the mashpiyah chochme, ashires, bries. Everything in the Briya is through the Koichovim and Mazolis, but the Rabbi Shalom is over them. And the Koyach HaKshofim can counteract and overweigh the Koyach HaTeva. Olachain. So this is, we're speaking with Koyse Koyches. Gam Rab Chanine Loisha Botach al Schus Kdushas Toiroso Yumaisov HaMerubim. That's Napshat. Rak sheyoda b'shir b'nafshoi shezois ha'amune kevue b'liboi la'amitoi. This he realized by himself. She'ein oid milvado yisborach shum koyach klal. If a person is faced with meiridike koyches, this koyach hakishev, which has meiridike koyches, and in his eyes it's meaningless, and he has no fear whatsoever from it, because he realizes that all these koiches originate from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. She'ein oid milvado yisborach shum koyach klal. והדביק עצמי מקדושס מחשבתוי לבעל הכויכס כולם, עוד אין יוחיד, by him there's only one כויך in the בריאה, ואין כאן שום שליטה ומציאס כויך אחר כלל, there's no other כויך, לכן הינוכן ליבוי בטוח בזה, שלא ישלטו all of פולס הקשופים המנמשוכים מכויכס המקווה. So then, if a person, halt by the by, pshat is again, that nochen liboy batuach b'ashem, he knows that there's koiches of kishuv, which are b'koich l'hakrish p'mal yishamal. In b'data, he's mevatel them, he doesn't, it doesn't make a kiyuzet to him, because he knows ein oid mevadoi. So then, they won't be able to be mazikim. And then Rav Chaim Voloshin says, ayisoid ha-teire, ובאמס הוא עניין גודל וסכולו נפלא להוסר ולבטל מאולוב כל דינים ורציינס אחרים שלא יוכלו לשלוט בוי ולא יעשו שום רושם כלל. And this is a מרדיקה עניין and סגולה, that a person is בקויח to be מבטל from himself כל דינים ורציינס אחרים. כשאודם קייביה בליבי לימה, if a person is קייביה בליבי, הלוי השם הוא הלקים אמיתי, ואין עוד מלבדו יסבורך שום כויח בו אילו, there is no other כויח in the בריאה, וכל אילום איס כלל, והכל הוא רק אחדוס היה פושד יסבור שמי, אין עוד מלבדו, ומבטל בליבוי ביטל גומו, ואין המשגיח כלל על שום כויח ורוצים בעולם, any other כויח. There's no fear at all in his heart from that כויח. It's meaningless to him. ומשבד ומדבק תויה מחשבתי רק לאדון יוחד ברוך הוא, כן יספיק הוא יסבורך ביודוי שממילא יסבטלו מעולוב, כל הכויכס והרציני שבעולם שלא יוכלו לפעולוי שום דבר כלל. So they won't be able to be שאלת on him. Perhaps for 2 minutes I once heard from Rav Shmelke Zechayna Levroche, that Rav Gershon, he heard this from Rav Gershon Zaks Zechayna Levroche, that Rav Gershon Zaks heard this from the Briske Rav Chayne Levroche, and now the mice is already mefulsim, but when I heard it, the Pesazaydan is given by the Briske Rav, those Amoyredike mice, that when the Nazis Yemach Shemom came, he found himself in a country, he wasn't in the city, and he was in a small town in the country, he's there for vacation, and the Nazis came, and he had a tremendous problem. How does he get back to Brisk? The streets were swarming with Nazis. It was mamish sakonis nefoshes to go out. He was there with a son. And he couldn't remain there. And it was shreklach maisim which were occurring with shreklach. And he has to get back to Brisk. And how does one do it? So he was learning with his son this nefesh hachayim. Ein oid mulvadoi. They went out in the street. They went to the train station without any disguise, without anything, and no one looks at them, garnished. They're walking, they go to the train station. There was a tremendous line, they had it by a ticket, and the train was waiting. So they went to the beginning of the line, they gave money, they went into the train. In the middle of the way driving, going to Brisk, so there was a moiridic pressure on their minds. That's all they were thinking about the whole time. So things of Baruch Hashem going good. So they started, they let up a little bit. So right away a Nazi soldier came to them. So again they started episazoi. Again they were mamik in this yesod. And he went away. Al koponim, this is what the goyin means. The goyin says, that's what we see by tzadikim, that an unglick could happen because it depends on the hakel of the oimitz halev bebitchoinai shani rabchanina de nofish chuse. He also learned like Abchayim Balosh and nofish chuse does not mean zaitik is chusim, it means iskoyach habitoch. Now, We have here a meiridike gemore, dachsachmir. The gemore brings a posik, and the gemore says, you can darshan the posik both ways. Ahin and Selig. Rashi learns pshat, midrash l'chode mashmois. So it's a posik that, however you turn the posik, you end up with the same yesod, mishmur, ola, yira, noch, libi, batuch, bashem, you'll come out with the same yesod. The Rishonim bring down that the Raivet, the Rashba, and Rashi. It's not mashma like that, that it has the same mashmois. So they bring down from the Raivet. The Raivet says, no, if you learn it one way, there's one pshat. If you learn it the other way, there's another pshat. And the Goyin also learns two ways, how the two Eifanim, how to darshan the posse. First, let me tell you the Raivet's pshat. The Raivet says as follows. If you darshan the posse, mireishel seifet. So pshat is like this. Ma tam mishmua ro lo yiro. Why isn't one afraid from a shmua ro? Mishum shul nochain ubeiteach b'ashem vehi hav tocher le tzadik shein etzorech lira midovero. The posik is telling you, mishmua ro lo yiro, you have nothing what to worry about. Why? Nochain libi batuach b'ashem. The Rebbein Shlom is maftir. If it's nochain libi batuach b'ashem, mishmua ro lo yiro. That's if you learn it mireisha l'seifa. If you learn it miseifa l'reisha, nochein libe batuach v'shem mishmua ro lo yiro. So he says, then there's no haftoch in the posik. The posik is not guaranteeing. The posik says, anochein libe batuach v'shem lo yiro mishmua ro. That means we're telling how a baal betochen should look. The anhogem, the baal betochen should be lo yiro. If something's going to happen, something's not going to happen, meret nish wegen dos. But al koponim, a baal betochen should not be a yore. A beiteyach is not a yore. So the other way, the posik is telling us, an hoge, how a baal betochen has to be. That's what the Raivet says. The Goyin says pshat in these two lishoines, the Goyin says as follows. According, if you darshan mireisha l'seifeh, so pshatan the posik is mishmua lo lo yiro matam mishum shenochein liboi batuach b'ashem sheloi yovi olav tzore. The shmua ro won't occur because he's batuach sheloi yovi olav tzore. That's the first lashon. And according to the second lashon, mishum shebatuach b'ashem Now, I would like to try to explain the two Lashonis according to the Goyin. And I think that the first Lashon of the Goyin is not like the Chazon Ish, but there's many rayas to this pshat. The Chazon Ish in Emunah Bitochen, Perek Beis, says as follows. The Chazon Ish says, Nistaiveva bimusik, he says, people are under the impression, chayva lahamin, that a baal betochen is mechuyev to believe, bechol mikre shepoige she'odom, every situation that a person finds himself. Vamidosoi likras osid bilti mukhra, that he doesn't know what the osid is going to bring, he finds himself in a matziv, that the osid could bring either toive or could be chas v'sholem ro. So the veltracht ki betach yia toive, ki yivtach, a person should be a betach, it's going to be good. Ve'im mistapik, v'choishis al hepech atoive, if a person knows he's going into a matziv and he's choishis, maybe he won't have out good. He should be batuach, that's going to come out good. So the Chazon Ish says, that is not betochen. There's no such betochen that a person should be muftach, it's going to be good. Aval inyan habitochen hu, what is the taich betochen? She'ein mikre boilom. The betochen is, which is koruch in emune, that there is no such a thing as a mikre, as a coincidence. That's number one. Whatever is happening is Yad Hashem. Number two, v'shein matzeh l'Hashem miloishia. that the Rebbeinu Shalom can help. Ve'ein kan lefonov shum pegara miyat ha-mikre. Not the mikre is bringing ro, rak ha-kel mi ito yisborach. Everything is from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ve'yamid atzmoy al nekude samune. So he should hold himself in this nekude. Af b'haloysoy al marshavtoy tzade yisurim. Even though he knows there's a possibility that he might end up with Yisurim, he might end up bitter. But this he has to know. If things come out, chas v'sholem, not the way he wants them to, he should realize it's not a mikre, ki ein mikre ba'olam, there's no such thing as a mikre, ki ha'kol me'ita yisborach. So the gather of betochen is that he's fakert. He realizes it's B'yad Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shalom is bringing this matzah, Kol Ma David Rachmona Letav Ovid. So B'meila, so he can face it calmly. He doesn't have to be frantic. He doesn't have to be miyuyish. He's B'yad Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Teiras HaBitoch. But if you're asking this person will be good or no good, time will tell. We'll see what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. Fakel Tishtadlus will be in Tshuva, in Maisim Toivim. If it's a Gzardin, you have to be Mishtadl in the Dvorim. HaKairim Gzardin is Shalodom. But not that there's an Indian of Betochen that it will be good. That's what the Chazanish says. In Oitzer HaTfilis, in Siddur Oitzer HaTfilis, he explains, we say, by Keishata Eilim, Choyche Yeshuas. So the Oitzer HaTfilis brings down like this. Choyche Yeshuas, they're waiting for Yeshuas. Ha-boitrim b'cho, they have betochen in the Rebbeinu Shalom, u-metzapim l'shuascho. They're b'cheich that the Rebbeinu Shalom will bring the Yeshua. Af al pi she'enom shaymrei mitzvahs karoi. That's the first category, the shaymrei mitzvahs. There's Choyche Yeshuas, even though we don't fall into the category of shaymrei mitzvahs, but we're choyche Yeshuas. We're mitzapim uboitchem for Yeshuas. And there's such a medrash. He brings a medrash. The medrash, it says, Ashrei odom boiteyach boch. It doesn't say who the person has to be. He doesn't have to be Abraham Avinu. Ashrei odom boiteyach boch. Odom is called Odom. Then there's another medrash, a meridike medrash that the Yitzhak Tzillis brings in the Betzis HaMedrash in Eichograd, the Chofetz Chaim brings this medrash. There's a medrash, the medrash says as follows, Rabim, the Posik says, Rabim achoivim l'rosho, v'abayteyach b'ashem chesed yisoy v'venu. Zok the medrash put the two psukim together, Rabim achoivim l'rosho v'abayteyach b'ashem. Afilu rosho ubeiteach b'ashem hakadosh baruch hu mekablo. This is a medrash that is brought from the Goyin. Afilu a rosho ubeiteach b'ashem chesed yisay bevenu. So chesed yisay bevenu means al kaponim, even though there's a bitter pill, but it's sugar coated. It's chesed yisay bevenu. Whatever yisurim will be, but it's mesuviv. It's surrounded with chesed. Kitzvei Chofetz Chaim, he bring in the Dugme Midarkei Ovi, so the son of the Chofetz Chaim brings down a different medrash. The medrash says, on the posik, Elokai Becho Botachti Alei Voisho. So the medrash says, Bishvil Shebecho Botachti, because of that, there's no other reason, because of that, Alei Voisho. Therefore, Alei Voisho. Dachsach Mir, this is the first pshat in the Goyin. The Goyin says, if you darshin the posik, mi reisha le seife, mi shim shenochain liboi batuach b'shem shelo yovo yolov tzora. That's, he has betochen in this. Mi shmua ro lo yiro, he's not afraid of a shmua, mi shum shenochain liboi batuach b'shem shelo yovo yolov tzora. He's batuach. That the Rebbeinu Shalom would bring that tzore. And that's the pashtus of Hillel. Hillel said, Batuach ani, she'ein ze mitoich beis, he's batuach, the Rebbeinu Shalom wouldn't do such a thing to him. But not, it's not a drosha. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom who's the boich in Lebov, he knows as a halt by the by. Aber eba halt by the by, mishmu lo lo yira nochin libe batuach b'ashem. The second chat He doesn't say that. Mishum batuach b'shem, not he's batuach b'shem, shol yovi olav tzoro. Mishum shebatuach b'shem, b'schar zeh mishmu aro lo yiro. So there could be the in, that's a schar, mishum batuach b'shem, b'schar zeh mishmu aro lo yiro. So not it is a, is batuach b'shem, that the tzoro won't occur. This could be the chazenishes b'tochem. Is batuach b'shem, that everything is from the rabbeinu shaloyim. Is b'schar zeh mishmu lo layira. So then there's no pinpointing the betochen that he has a betochen in a Yeshua. But he's a beteich b'shem. What is a beteich b'shem? Ayin b'chazanish v'tim tzanachas. What beteich b'shem means? B'schar zeh mishmu lo layira. Let us go further. Ahu talmide davi ko'ozul basrei d'rav Yishmoel b'rav Yosi b'shuke d'tziyan. There was a Talmud that was going after Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi. Chos yedeko mafchit. And he saw that this Talmud, he was scared. Omar lei chotat, you're a chote. Tchsiv, pochadu, betziyoin, chatoi. Zomer de keshleima mishnosai. And he says pshat as follows. We have the Kanta Gemore. The Gemara says, "Kol mi shedor b'chutz l'arz doyme k'mi she'ein lo yalaka." So what is pshat? So he says, in chutz l'arz, the hashgoche is behester. There, we don't see the hashgoche gluye. There's an inyan of pachad, because there could be his nimsa l'mareches ha-shamayim. That means he's not nimsa to the hashgoche al yoyne. That's k'mi she'ein lo yalaka. There's a mocking for pachad. Aber pachadu b'tziyoin. Aber in tziyoin in Eretz Yisrael, but there is ashgoche gluya. That is chatoim. That is a, that is, that's mizachoite. Like Yaakov Avinu, yori shem yigur machet. You have to have a reason for it to be mefachet. Oma lei b'chsiv, ashre yodom mefachet tomit. Was heist? A person should not close his eyes. Ashiyad mafachet tomi. Yeah, omalei hu bedivrei toyre ksiv. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, bedivrei toyre ksiv, amoyre dike Rashi, ashrei odom mafachet tomid, shemo tishtakech mimenu. He's afraid of shikchas ha-toyre. Shemitoich kach, and what does one do when he's afraid of shikchas ha-toyre? Hu marze lishanoisom tomid. That's the skule, that's the oifen to be nitzel from this pachad, to some shumarzel shanoisam tomit, is always chazri. Zog the Gemara weiter. Yehuda bar nosen avi shokul bo ozul basrei dravam nune. Esnach, he krechts, omala yesurim bo yu gavre lasuya inafshe. By krechtsing and being zerbrochen, you're making yourself sick, you're bringing yesurim on yourself. Tachsiv ki fachad pochadeti vayeso yeini. Vasher yogurti yoveli. That's a sibe, the pachad is a sibe. So he didn't tell him the posik, pochadu betzin chatoim, because this wasn't chutzlor, it's the shleime mishnos, he says. So he told him about kaponim, it's not healthy. Boksiv ashrei odom mefachet tomid, hu bedivrei teire ksiv. This pasuk is speaking about divrei teire. Hanichnas lekroch, a person enters a krach, tono rabono, b'chnisosoi mahu oimer. This is ben azay shite. Yirotzi mufonech Hashem aleikai, shetachniseini lekrach ze lesholim. The knisa should be besholim. Nichnas oimer, moidani lefonech Hashem aleikai, sheichnas tani lekrach ze lesholem. Bikesh lotzeis oimer, yirotzim lefonech Hashem aleikai, velekei abeisai, sheteitziani mikrach ze lesholem. Yotzo oimer, moidani lefonech Hashem aleikai, sheteitziani mikrach ze lesholem. Ochshem sheteitziani lesholem, after he leaves the krach, Kach telicheni lisholeim, v'sismecheni lisholeim, v'satzideni lisholeim. He's going on a derech now. V'satzileini mikav kol oyei v'oyrei v'aderech. Very interesting, the Gemara and the Haskoras HaShemais, the way it says in the Gemara, there's a Hidoas in Bakoshes. The first Bakosh in the Hidoa, he says, Eloikai.
The Hidoy is Baitin Yilfanech Hashem Aleikai, and the Bakosh was Yilfanech Yilfanech Hashem Aleikai. When he wants to get out of the Krach, then he says Hashem Aleikai Velekei Avisai. Then the Monschus Ovis. It would seem when he's there in the Shtot already, it's there you the Aleikai is Nish Genug, it would seem like that from the Gemara. Gadin Shulchan Aruch, there's no such Shinui. It's in Shulchan Aruch, he says Hashem Aleikainu, it doesn't say Aleikai Aviseinu. But of Kaponim from the Pashas, Loshna Gemara, it would seem that there's a when he's in the krach already, he wants to leave it. That's that of him. Besonderes chusim. Amar Rav Masne loyshanu ella bekrach she'ein donim v'hergim. This whole pachad and this necessity of tefillin aido is davke in a krach she'ein donim v'hergim. That they wouldn't, the government wouldn't kill him. They kill without a mishpat. So Memele, so was a shrek to go into the krach. He was exposed to sakonas harige. Aber bekrach shedonim behergim, less lonbo, no problem. So what does Rashi say? Let us see what Rashi says so far. Tana rabon benazi amar domar shtayim bechnisosi shtayim betziyosi, less lonbo. There's no problem. Yisrael ba'atzmei shelo yifshach. I mean, there's a court and there's justice. So Memele, he should be careful, he shouldn't do any krumazachin. Oyim posha kvar, but he's a peshe already, harichnas b'mokim sakone, but, so there's a pleitzes, there's an eitzer. So that's this first loshen. Ikedam riom harav masne, afilu bekrach shedonim v'hergim boi, zimnin delay mischam elay inish tiyal of leischus. Maybe he won't be able to find a person the Yalef Schusa. So Lechaira is doch very schwer. I mean, Lechaira, we said, if it's Donim, Yisrael ba'atzmai shela yivsha. Lechaira, the first lotion was Yisrael ba'atzmai shela yivsha. I mean, if they're Donim, there's a din teire. So, you should just be careful. You should listen to the letter of the law. You shouldn't be a peshaya. That was the first lotion. So what's the second lotion? If he won't do anything wrong, he has nothing but to worry about. So it would seem that the shaila is as follows. That if he won't do anything wrong, they'll make a legitimate court case, nothing should happen to him. But it is possible that means that even though if he wasn't a pesheya, you still need a pesalimut chus. That means he cannot be assured that they won't be say a bilbul on him. That means, but if this done him, but that's al kaponim. Like this, it's not dovah v'ifucha. He's tining. He shouldn't be peshayan. He says there's a problem. Dume the dvar mischam aleinish diav leischus. If he wasn't peshay, why do you need it? Al kaponim by say sefilu without a pshia. It is also possible to be a bilbo, but there's a mile of donim. So he says donim, but al kaponim you have to have melitzim also. Tana rabo, ar nichnas lebeis hamelchetz. If a person entered the beis hamelchetz, and the goyin says this was dafke b'meis hamelchetz bizman chazal. We have to understand there was a very big problem bizman chazal. How do you heat the water? So the goyin says, Beis HaMelchet Shalahem Hoyo Ha'esh Tachas HaNesorim. That means there was a Melchet on the second floor and there was a fire on the first floor. Shohoyo Ha'esh Tachas HaNesorim Shohoyo Bekarkas HaMelchet For Hoyo Mahalchin Al-Gabi HaNesorim. And the heat rose and the heat from the first floor heated up the water in the Melchet. The nishbar echad mehanesorim hoye besakon gedoyla. That means he was in a mesukin de kematzev. So how long these are nesorim which weren't treated, they weren't waterproofed. Memele, and you have a fire underneath and one of the nesorim and it's ketzeda soaking with water. So it was yene meise. So nichnas lebeis hamelchatz, dafme mespalo zayin. Yirotzim ufonecha Hashem Aleikai shetatzileini mize umikiyoytzeboi.
The Shleim Mishnosei says the Mekizem Mekiyetze, but there's another problem over there. There's a Ruchnistic problem. The Amelchitz is Amokim, that's this, the Sila Kedusha, we'll see later by a basic Kisi. Also the same thing, that's Kiyetze, but there's no Mezuzah, there's no Malochim Mishamre Moisei. There's a Ruach Atume that Shaira in the Melchitz, therefore there's a Dinatil Shedayim. The Gamosa Lahara Shom Bedivrei Teire, so Mamele, the Kop can Nishtrachtem for learning, so Mamele, the Rambam says, the Mokim, Ein Hirurei Avere Metsuyim Rak Beleif Poni Minachochme, so Mamele, going into the base of Melchitz, besides the Gashmi is the Kisakona, there was a Ruchni is the Kisakona also. So before one goes in, Yirot from Nar Hashem Elokash, it says, Eleni Mize, Mechiyoitze Boi. Val Yehore Bi Dvar Karkole in Gashmi is, it shouldn't cave in, Vovain, in Eruchni is. Vim Yehore Bi Dvar Karkole Vi Ovain Tei Misosi Kapore Lechol Avinoi. So that means one went into the Melchitz, one wrote a Tzavor before he went in, because there was no insurance whatsoever. You go on your own risk. Omar Abai Leilei Me'in Ishochi. You shouldn't say this, Tei Misosi Kapor L'chol Avinois, Liftach Pumi L'Sotten. There's a Inyan, we learn Pris Krusulis Fosayim, Al Yiftach Pim L'Sotten. Domar Reish Lokish, V'chein Tomer Mishmei Der Rav Yosi, Lo'oilam Al Yiftach Odom Pim L'Sotten. Omar Rav Yosef, Maikro, Tachsiv, Kemat Kisdoi Mayinu, La'amoyre Dominu. That Yishayah Novi said, Kemat Kisdoi Mayinu. Maya Hadolu Novi, Shimu Dvar Hashem Ketzina Isdoim, that Fakert, it's like a Sdoim. Ki Novik Mai Oimer, what happens when one leaves the Melchitz? Omar Avache, Moidani Lefonech Hashem Aleikai, Shitzaltani Min Ha'ur. That he gives a Haidor, that he was Nitzel from the fire, Boch Hashem, Duchki Gang in the Melchitz. Rabbo, all the bay bani. Now the Gemara relates a ma'isa with Rabbo. He went into a melchitz. Afchis bay bani mitusei, and the floor caved in. Israchish leinise kom alamude. He was able to stand on an omud. Shoziv, and he rescued meyer v'chad gavri v'chad evori. Hainu de Rab Ache, and this is Rab Ache, that when one leaves the Melchitz, one should say, Moidan Ilefonecho, that he was Nitzel. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Bnei Bani Beis HaMelchitz, Mitoisei Chfire Shamayim Noiflun L'Soichom. Rashi seems to say there was underneath, that's where the water drained out, Chfire Shamayim Noiflun L'Soichom. Bnei Odom Reichetzin Al Gabi Tikro Shal Gabo. Means, it seems there was a Chfira also underneath where they spilled out the water. V'chadei Vorei Bizroyoi Herzik Echad Eishnayim B'zeh B'zeh Herziku Ad Meyo V'echad. Hainu Da Rabbi Ache Da Boi Eidui Sheitzeisani L'Sholem. Now the Gemara says further. The Goyin's Girsa is Hanichnas Lahokis. Dam, a person is nichnas lahokis dam, oimer yirotzeim ulfonech Hashem alikai, she eisig ze lil refue vetir paimi. That he should be mispallel, that the hakoza should help. Ki roife chinamato, roife chinamato, mufishen dalkon, shol bnei odom lerapois, elo shenogu. Omar Abaye leilei me'in ishochi. A person should not say lefishein dalkin shem neyodem lerapeis. The toni dver Rabbi Shmuel barape yirape mikan shenitna reshus leroife lerape. So it should take out this lefishein dalkin shem neyodem lerapeis. Ki koi, when he gets healthy, my oimer Omar Abache boruch roife chinam or boruch roife choylam. Let us see Rashi. Shein Dalkon shall bnei Odom lerapoi. So Rashi says, "Kloy malehoyilam lasek berefuiz alul bakish chachme." So in Pshat in this Gemara, there's a meiridike Taz in Hilchas Reifim. The Taz in Hilchas Reifim, Shemeshin Lamed Vov, says as follows: The Machaber says, Nitna ha-teira, nosna ha-teira rishus l'roife l'rapois, u-mitzvahi. So the Loshna Machaber is very sosum. First he says, the roife is a rishus to be merape, u-mitzvahi, it's a mitzvah to be merape. V'chlau pikuach nefesha. So the Taz asks, Akashe, Koshe, Kivin de Be'emes mitzvahi, lo mikori lo t'chilo rishus. So first he says, Nitna ha-teira rishus, then it's a mitzvah. So he says, "Dohochi yu kabonos einyin zeh." The refuah amitis, really, refuah has to come about al pi bakoshas rachmin. The mishamaya yesh lo refuah. That's in reality how refuah should come. K'moisha oma mochatzti vani erpo. Just like the Rebbein Shlom is the makeh, the Rebbein Shlom is the reife. Elo. She'ein ha'odom zeicha lekach. A person is not zeicha to that an hoge. Ela tzorich lasis refu al pi teva ha'ilam. For who is barach hiskem al zeh? For a yidair, for a matzev, that one is not zoiche to such a ashgoche gluye, so then the refu can be a pi darke ya teva. But not on the refu yed day teva refu. Bezeh nish sinis rishu shal ha-kodish bochu. Kiven shekvar bo ha'odom lideikach. That means a person is not zoiche to this anhoge gluye, this ashgoche gluye, to be zoiche to a refua without ishtadlis. Yesh chiyab al ha'roife lasis refuase. V'zeh mevua b'gmore perik ha'roye, that is pshat na gemor. Domer ha'vache, ha'vache said, n'bing zandol gemor lefi shein balkan, shobun yodom l'rapois. Perish rashi, so rashi says pshat kloima, loy hoyolem lasik berefuis alulavakish rachmin. Oh, marabaye, loy leimin ishoch. He shouldn't say that. Because the pasuk says, rape yirape. Nire perisha gmor beder chazer. Beravache hitzrich loymer heilish neshikenin dalken shiyodin benusachat vile. Shema makis dam dainishu misnatzel. Lomo mevakish refue al yedei akoza. Why is he doing this? Shuhule fiateva. Really, he shouldn't do this. So really, Eren Shuldik Tzich, why he's doing it? But he's telling the Rabbi Yishlam, but the minute Goylam is, they are Isaac Berefuiz, Kamani Isaac came. Val Kolponim Ani Moidish Akel Bal Yotro, Ki Keel Reifei Nemanate. So that was Pshat in this Nusach of the Bakoshe. Napshat is that the mini goylem is like this. I do it mefirzach hazoi. The gamat teira iskim al zeh shirefu al pi ateva. Ki yorda teira l'seiv dasa adam shloi yezakai kolkach shetovi refuosi al dei nes min hashemayim. The teira knew that the hamoin am could not be zeiche to such a seder of ashgoch gluye. Valkein ein shayich loimer. If a person would be zoich, ein tzorich lekach. V'ad rabo yitzorich davki refu yedei shemayim. El defi dalke shel odom rishus uloi. But since a person is not on this darge, so therefore, so the Torah was noches that, azay loy dibra Torah al keneged yetzer hara, so it is anhoge, since the amoin am, are not roi for this anhoge bashgoche gluye, so there's a rishus to be merap. Val kein, havi ha'idne chiyev bedova u'mitzvi, kindel fi ma'ise ya'odom, according to his matzev, chiyusoi toli bekach kein nireli nochim. This is how the Taz learns pshat in our Gemara. Just one shtikel ha'ore, and the rishonim here, the Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, asks on the posik verape yerape on the kefil aloshin we learn mikan shenitn reshus l'roife l'rapeis. So we learn this out from the kefil aloshin. So why do you need the kefil aloshin? It says verape. So you see, you have reshus to be merape. So the Taisus Rabbi Yehuda Chosid says, betzem es a Taisus nachoivul, that from rape the post the parsha speaking about sheirape chaloim haboim al yedei odom. Aval chaloim haboi me atzmon, ein lo rapoisom, shenire ki mevatul gzeiris hamelach. So therefore it says, v'rapi yirapi, afilo achoili haboi yidei atzmoi. So Bekitzer, this is a Meiridik in Nekudah, which now is not the time to be Marech, but it would seem from Tosfos, and there's a big machloikis in this, that a Baal Bechire has koyach lahazik, even though it's not alpi gzeire shemaim, without the din of bitochin. This is a Chaim HaKodesh and Parshas Vayeshev. That means, because the Shleima Mishnosa yesks a kash, and this will be the chosid, what, if Yeni gave him a zetz, that's not min ha-shemayim. What's the chilek if he got a machlo, or Yeni gave him a zetz? Also is min ha-shemayim. Vais tochois that there's a chilek, that there could be a zetz that's not min ha-shemayim. That's v'rapei. Rapei y'rapei means, that's why, the posik is speaking v'shirapei chaloim ha-boyim al yedei odom. It's saying a lot of words. It's a mouthful. Chaloim ha-boyim al yedei odom. Aber chaloi ma boi mei atzmon, eile rapoisim shenire kime batul gzeres ha-melech. So this is gzeres ha-melech. Na boi ma yedei odom is not muchach it's gzeres ha-melech. So it says rapi yirapi, afilu aboi ma yedei gzeres, afilu aboi mei atzmon, there's also nitan rishus l'roi fil rapi.